This year we're looking at the book of 1 Corinthians under the title AD, the Year of the Lord. Our world is obsessed with chasing our dreams and following our ideas and feelings. But instead of being fulfilled, we're struggling and wasting our time. We need a Lord, someone we respect who can tell us what's true and how to live. May these messages inspire you to trust the Lordship of Jesus Christ in your life. Thanks for listening.
So, just a few days ago, my son asked me, "Mum, what's the date?" And I said, "Oh, it's the 10th of December." And he said to me, "You know, well, Mum, that means 15 days until Christmas." And you would have thought my reaction that he'd sworn, because I just wanted to wash his mouth out. I was like, "What? I'm nowhere near ready." What? When he said it out loud like that, 15 days. Yeah, I was a little shocked, can I say. And maybe you're a bit like me. Maybe you're a bit behind in your Christmas preparation, a bit behind in your Christmas shopping. Yeah, a few nods. I'm just in deep trouble, that's all I can say. Not even the internet can save me. So it's doesn't arrive in time. So it's okay though. I've got some good news. I did a bit of research and found the best gifts for 2019. Are you one of those giving guides? So yeah, I thought we'd look at a few categories. What do you reckon? 54 best gifts to give all the men in your life. I like their confidence, because men are like so cookie cutter apparently. All the men in your life. So yeah. This one over here is called the beard bib. So, yeah, okay, so a few less of those really spiky hairs around your kitchen, your bathroom sink, sorry. Sounds good. It does seem a little out there though, doesn't it? But hey, it's seen on Shark Tank, so that's got to be a big tick of approval, don't you reckon? What about down the bottom here, some Star Wars portraits perhaps? I was quite taken by those myself. My son is working his way in at the early hours of the morning. He gets up early and watches the Star Wars every day. So he's working his way through Star Wars. What do you reckon, Joe? That kind of looks like that's something that could go in your stocking. You'd like those? Yeah. Joe's a bit of a Star Wars fan. The one up above, I do feel I need to explain a little more. This is a portable campfire. Just in case, you know, put a couple in your boot, just in case the urge to have a campfire, wherever, whenever, just pops up. So, yeah, it's an interesting one. What about us girls? 52 thoughtful gifts that your girlfriend will love, and I've obviously just picked a few. What about a mantra bangle? Interesting. This one over here is actually a personalised jigsaw puzzle, right? The person that came up with this, I've got to say, would have to win the award for the most romantic person, like, ever, I think, right? Because this is like a personalised picture of where you first met. Oh, all the women, see? I was like, yep, just letting you know, big brownie points. Whoever came up with that, great. Down the bottom, perhaps not so much, right? These are foodie dice. And I left the little description there so you wouldn't miss out on just feeling the full impact of what these are about. With a quick toss of these wooden dice, she'll find a different mix of proteins, grains, herbs, seasonal veggies, and cooking methods to spice up your date nights. Literally. I'm like, yeah, that sounds fantastic as a date night. Me cooking. So, I don't know, if that appealed to you, Tim Fisher, I'm sorry to tell you, I'm just giving her the bump bow. What other gifts we might find our way through? 30 gifts teens won't roll their eyes at? That appealed to me. There's a lot of that going on in teenage years, isn't there? I like the socks. I thought there's probably quite a few teenage boys that might like those socks, just little, just before macabre, do you reckon, or over? No? Not sure? Okay. I'm going to tell you about the one at the end. That's called a cable bite. And my daughter has one of those, and so I figure that's a pretty good tick of approval, that would be a good gift. In the middle, though, is a phone cover with unlimited use of bubble wrap popping. They're silicone. See? Yeah, you're feeling it. I was feeling it too. I work in special needs. Well, I used to. Yeah, I thought that was quite good. So I'm giving all of those a tick. Down the bottom, 25 gifts toddlers will play with more than the box. We can always live in hope, can't we? The Christmas wrap, perhaps. So the first one you may recognise as Baby Shark. All right. And this cute little hand puppet, if you move its mouth really fast, it sings fast, and if you move it slower, the song slows down. However, I would like to suggest that you only buy this gift if you want to go stark raving mad. I think it'll drive you crazy. However, I do feel it's the perfect gift for an auntie and an uncle who are classics, aren't they, Nadine, at buying presents that send the aforementioned parents stark raving mad. Is that right? Drums, that sort of thing? That's what aunties and uncles give, isn't it? What about in the middle? 100 first words for little geeks out there. Because I've always thought that my baby was going to say, hey, mum, can you just remind me of the formula for pi? Because I just wanted to work out, you know, the surface area of my teething ring. What is that? And the third one, I did again leave the description just, you know, so we could get it. Crayola, this is a Crayola, colour wonder, light up stamper with scented inks. And I just picked that because I have personally never seen so many adjectives in one sentence. So there we go. What can I say? You're welcome. Sorry, I'm just going to have a drink while we do that. Have you thought about what God is wanting to give you this Christmas? It's always a nice thought, isn't it? Kids think about those things a lot. What is everybody else getting me? Well, I think I've got a little bit of intel there as well, perhaps. So hopefully, I think it's going to be all right. But I'm just going to say, I don't think it's a big, you know, nice new car with a big red bow. I don't think it's going to be that, sorry. Also, don't perhaps think it's a pretty lady also with a bow either. But that's all right. I think the first gift that God is wanting to give us this Christmas is the gift of peace. Sorry, Rox. And you might, like me, might think immediately of a peace symbol. Do you like that one? It's like a Christmas version. It's a Christmas wreaths version. You might think of a peace sign from V-Day. Or you might be more traditional like me and think of a peace dove. And it's even the symbol of International Day of Peace. So it's right there, tied tight. And look, here's the Christmas version. Got those hanging on my tree. Thanks, Rihanna. She did a great job this year. You wondered what they were for, didn't you? So doves, I reckon I'm going to go with. And there's a significant appearance of a dove in a story in the Bible, and that's when Jesus gets baptised. So let's have a little look. We get the summarised version here in Mark. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptised by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my son, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased." So the dove that we associate with peace here is actually an embodiment of the Holy Spirit. And I just think it's like God couldn't let a significant occasion go by without giving a gift. And it's actually the gift of the Holy Spirit that came on Jesus at his baptism. So peace and the Holy Spirit linked together. And so God's into gift giving, and I think he's also into beautiful Hallmark words. Don't you think they would look lovely on a card? "This is my son whom I love." Beautiful words. I think he's into Hallmark cards as well. So in Luke 11, we see exactly that, that God is a good father, that he likes to give gifts. He likes to give good gifts, gifts that make you jump for joy. Is she a little cutie? So let's have a little read. This might sound familiar from a series we're doing. "Which of you fathers, if you ask your son, if your son asks you for a fish, which Christ would never do, but anyway, would give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Sorry, that last line's not meant to be there. So we see ourselves again in this situation. God's giving a gift. He's saying it's a good gift, and it's the Holy Spirit. That does sound like a series we've been doing, doesn't it? In fact, I think the Holy Spirit is God's favourite gift to give. So God likes giving gifts, and he doesn't want anyone to miss out. in Acts 1, he's telling the disciples they need to wait because he's going to send them a gift. So I grew up in the 80s, right? And one year I decided to make my brothers this amazing, radical gift. So I found some strips of denim and I bleached them because it was the 80s. And then I sewed them, bleached denim neckties. How's that? And I personally was so excited that I'd found this super appropriate gift that they were just going to love. But they were kind of notorious for like peeking at their gifts, like opening them and looking and then just putting back under the tree. So I thought, I'm going to hide them because I wanted to have like maximum impact on Christmas Day. But, you know, they must have found them and peeked because it just really spoiled their grateful reaction on Christmas Day. They must have found them. So you know what the moral of the story is, right? Don't be peekers, but be good waiters or busboys or whatever takes your fancy. Not really. So the disciples weren't so great, like my brothers, at waiting either, but wait they must. And this is where the story is. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he, being Jesus, gave them this command. Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Isn't that amazing? So the gift of peace that God wants to give us is closely tied up with the Holy Spirit, it seems. The Holy Spirit's like a double whammy gift. You get, you know, unexpected bonuses, like steak knives. Receive the Holy Spirit and you get peace as your bonus. I can tell Leanne's had steak knives before. Receive God's gift of peace this Christmas. The second gift I believe that God wants us to have this Christmas is the gift of hope. And you'll see why I love this image in a minute. Let me ask you, where do you find your sense of hope? What do you base your hope? And is it a good basis? If you think about a situation that you feel hopeless about, why is it that you feel hopeless about that situation? Usually it's because you feel like nothing is going to change for the better. As Christians, where do we get our hope from? Where does our hope for a better future come from? That things are going to change for the better? Well, our hope comes from the gospel. What is the gospel? Well, in a nutshell, the gospel is that Jesus died for our sins and rose again so that we could have peace with God and live forever with him in eternity. That's kind of it in a nutshell, isn't it? Now that's a better now and that's a better future. That is a strong foundation for hope. Romans 15:13 ties a few of these things together with a big red bow, I think. There was a bow in there somewhere. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Isn't it interesting how all those concepts are tied in there together? If I was going to paraphrase this scripture, I might say something like this. If you trust the God of hope that better things are coming, that you put your personal hope and trust in him, then you'll get joy and peace. And then the Holy Spirit will overflow you with his powerful hope. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Well, it is Christmas time, so I thought we might have a little look at part of the Christmas story. In Luke 1, we see how Elizabeth and Mary trusted in this God of hope. Elizabeth, as we know, was Mary's cousin or relative, and Mary was the mother of Jesus, and both of them were given miraculous, precious gifts in what was otherwise very unlikely circumstances. We pick up the story partway through. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." And the angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she, who was said to be unable to conceive, is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I'm the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. Mary put her trust in the God of hope. She didn't understand all that was about to happen, but she decided to trust God about the future and put her hope in him. And you can imagine that, you know, as a baby bump starts to appear and people start to notice and people start to whisper and people start to gossip, it would have been a very emotional time and difficult time for her. She didn't understand all that was going on, but she was trusting in God, putting her hope in that sure foundation. And even when Jesus was born and then people started appearing and wanting to worship him and people were prophesying incredible things about him, and then later Jesus, as a boy, disappears and he's found in the temple and he says, "Didn't you know I'd be in my Father's house?" It says Mary treasured up all these things in her heart. She wasn't sure that she understood all that was going on, but she treasured up the hope of God in her heart. She put value and worth upon the fact that God was at work in their lives, and God is at work today. Do you treasure the hope God has given you in your heart? In Hebrews 6:19, it talks about hope being an anchor for the soul, being sure, firm, and secure. And the gospel is good news both for now and for the future. Our hope is for a glorious eternity, and it can be counted as firm and secure. The gospel is God's gift of hope to us. You know, but the gospel brings not only hope, but links back to also bringing peace. In Romans 5:1, it says, "We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." There's peace and Lord Jesus, the gospel, side by side. We have peace because of the gospel. It's even called the gospel of peace. And how's this for a lovely link? So the God of hope sent the Prince of Peace, Jesus, to be our Lord and Saviour. Amazing. See, our first gift we see was linked, peace is linked with the Holy Spirit. And in our second gift, we see that the gospel is linked with peace and hope. It's all tied in there together. We all need peace. The world is desperate for it. The world is desperate for hope. We all need hope. And the Holy Spirit is the gift that makes both of these possible. What a wonderful gift to receive this Christmas. You can ask God for the gift of the Holy Spirit today. What about God? I wonder what God wants for Christmas. reckon he's pretty hot on Thanksgiving. Psalm 100 verse 4 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. You know, on the first Christmas, it was the original Christmas gift. And an angel appears to the shepherds, tells them all this good news about Jesus' birth, and then suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests. There's peace in there as well as praise. And the good news is, just as it says there on to whom his favour rests, 2 Corinthians it says, now is the time of the Lord's favour. Now is the time of the Lord's favour on your life, on my life. You know, and we've got much to be grateful for, haven't we? Not in the least the fact that we have peace with God. We have a hope for a future. You know, with the King of Kings, we're going to be with the King of Kings for eternity. That's a very hopeful future, isn't it? So what are you thankful for today? Does the wonder of this Christmas story still resonate in your hearts? That the God of all creation, the majesty of heaven, came as a human, born into mankind to ultimately save us, to save us. He dies, he rises again, and then sends his very presence, the Holy Spirit, to reside within each one of us, the ultimate going away gift. In the Bible in 1 Year app recently, you might have seen this quote, G.K. Chesterton. When it comes to life, the critical thing is whether you take things for granted or take things with gratitude. And it's so easy, isn't it, to take the great things in our life from God for granted and the good things in our life for granted. But let's be a people of gratitude today. And you know, when we get a good gift, we can't wait to tell everyone about it, can we? It sort of just oozes out of us. Guess what I got? Guess what I got? And you know, so I think it's a good reminder to us to not forget to share the great gifts that we have, to share the gift of peace, to share the gift of hope this Christmas, because I think that's a part of gratitude, is letting it overflow. You're so grateful for what you've got that you don't keep it to yourself. Share these gifts this Christmas as well with others. Today, receive the gift of salvation if you haven't already. Receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, perhaps for the first time, or perhaps afresh today. It is the time of God's favour. He loves to give good gifts. Gifts that make you jump for joy. And I'd love to take some time today to pray for those things. As the band comes, it'd be great to play a song and just ask yourself those questions. Is there any reason today that I shouldn't accept God's gift of salvation or God's gift of his Holy Spirit? I love the Holy Spirit being my life, and my kids know I pray often to the Holy Spirit, often short, simple prayers that sound something like, help me, help me know what to say, help me find, please remind me. I would be lost without the Holy Spirit in my life. It is a good gift from a good Father. And I encourage you today to come and receive that gift, like I said, for the first time or afresh today. So we'd love to take some time to pray with you.
Thanks for listening to this message. For more information about Hope Central or to contact us, please head to hopecentral.org.au. And if you listen to us on iTunes, Why not rate us? It helps others to find this podcast. And if you're a Facebooker, head to our Facebook profile at Hope Central Australia, where you can like and share. And maybe you can look at all the great pictures of all the great things happening.